This is
Animal Radio, baby.
And let's take another one for our world's greatest vet, our very own Dr. Debbie. And we have Tim, who I understand has two questions. Do we allow that? Do we allow two questions?
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll allow two questions. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you taking two questions. First thing is, I've got a, well, he's supposed to be a miniature long-haired dachshund, but I don't think there's anything miniature about him. he weighs 15 pounds, so I think they at least sold me a line as well as a dog. But anyway, when he drinks his water, he gets choked. I mean, he gags and sounds like he's going to throw up and just has a real rough time with it. So I was just wondering if there was anything that you knew could be causing that.
Mm-hmm. And is it only when he's drinking water, or does he have problems with food?
No problems with food at all.
And is it pretty consistent that he does it most every time he's drinking?
It's pretty consistent, yeah.
Yeah, and there are some dogs that we can see this where they start this gagging right after drinking. There's some concern that there could be a sensory nerve dysfunction. So basically, they're kind of not sensing things back in the back of the throat really well, and it actually is leading to them aspirating and choking on that water. So that's a possibility. It's a little challenging to determine that just from looking at a dog. So there is testing involved. However, there are pets that it's more than just that, and it's more than just them kind of coughing this up. And for some pets, they can actually develop some dysfunction with the laryngeal area, and basically where the muscles in the throat don't coordinate normally, and it allows food or water to actually kind of go down that wrong pipe. That's a little bit more advanced of a situation, and with those pets, we can see more labored breathing. They actually may have pneumonia. They may have a different breathing pattern at rest. So it doesn't quite sound like you're in that situation. So I guess the simple thing is that it might be something to look at and to do a little bit more investigation, maybe start with some x-rays of the neck area and maybe have a good anesthetic exam where the vet looks down the throat. Those might be some things to kind of get a little bit better comfort, whether it is something of concern or not. Now, there are some simple things that I would instruct you to maybe try at home to see if this helps to alleviate the symptoms. And if all you're left with is that just he kind of coughs and gags with water and it doesn't lead to anything more serious, then we may just need to try these things. And one would be to try elevating the food and water on a little feeding stand. And for some dogs, that's all it takes, is that just that elevation and little height can make a difference.
Okay.
The other thing you can try is to experiment a little bit and add, instead of offering just plain water, you can actually add the water to the food. If he eats kibble or even canned food, you can just add some of his drinking water to that. And because he'll be eating it, it may not cause that same reaction. And that way you kind of help to minimize some of the coughing and gagging he does at other times.
Okay.
But those might just be some little experiments you can try to see if that helps make a difference for him.
Okay, the second thing was, and this is gross, but how often should you express the anal glands?
Anal glands, it's one of our favorite topics in the vet world. The answer is as often as you need to. Does your guy have some problems where he's scooting his bottom or he has leakage of those glands?
Well, he doesn't leak and he doesn't scoot that much. He does occasionally, but he really bites at it a lot. And
okay.
I know it's not fleas. He doesn't have fleas. And I take him to one of the major chains to have him groomed once a month. And and they said that that's one of the indications that his glands needs to be expressed. So they always do it. And that's once a month. And I was just a little surprised that he may need it more than that.
That seems kind of often.
Well, you know, for dachshunds, once a month is actually a very common reality. More than that, I can't say that we don't occasionally have a pet we do more than once a month, but I try to avoid it if possible. Although, you know, I'll tell you, my little puppy, I'm down to like every 2 weeks for him because he actually starts leaking his gland material around the house. So I'm kind of with you there. I'm getting a little frustrated with these glands. But yeah, I would shoot for once a month if you can. But for the, you know, average pet, maybe non-dachshund, I'd say every 1 month to every 3 months. And how do you know if there's a problem? Yeah, if they're scooting, licking, biting at the bottom, or leaving lovely little stinky smells that smell like nasty tuna coming out of a can, to me, that's a symptom that we need to get those.
What causes that? Because Ladybug doesn't deal with that, don't want to jinx it there, knock on wood, but why is it one dog has to have their anal glands expressed more than another dog?
You know, there's a lot of theories out there. Some folks think that it's related to the fiber content in the diet, so they'll try to bulk up their stools to make them not have problems. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way. There are some breeds we just tend to see more problems. Basset Hounds and Dachshunds are probably my number two breeds that we see frequent anal gland expressions that just need to be done for comfort and, you know, and for owners' happiness. And then, you know, just some dogs, we can see more problems if they have food allergies. They can have more symptoms of the anal glands. So, you know, some of those things we can kind of play with diet a little bit for some pets as well. And, you know, there's that occasional pet we will talk about taking these glands out. And, you know, I may be signing up boss for this surgery if I have to keep squeezing these glands every 7 to 14 days. Wow. So I'll keep you posted on that one.
I didn't realize you could have that done, so maybe that'll be a possibility.
Yeah, you can. And it's definitely, the surgery is not the first choice we have. Because if we can manage something without having to cut out a body part, we definitely would prefer it.
Hope that helps you, Tim.
I appreciate your help. Enjoyed the call. Thank you.
I appreciate you listening to Animal Radio. You tell your friends about it, okay?
I will.
Okay. Right. More listeners we can get, the better I can pay rent. Hey, I'm just telling you the way it is, okay? Let's pile on those listeners. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you need to get your fix of Animal Radio, head on over to animalradio.com and download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And we'll catch you next week for more Animal Radio right here. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
So long.
This is Animal Radio Network.